without a dead eye. Yeah, my back on, but you gotta go home, why? I don't even get to get a good kiss by. My big head aches and my heart goes pale. What's it gonna take my mood to milk your cow? I'm like a Krispy Kreme donut flake, dancing on your chin about an inch away from bragging rights. And I'm coming in, I'm gonna get you.
I ain't scared.
Right back at you. And I know Kung Fu, dude, but I won't combat you. Cause you is a classic, you're fan fantastic. The way you make my knees bounce around like these elastic. Got a dent in my skull, my brain's all swole, but I've been taking shots at the end zone, though.
This is Kizzle, and you have the Uber Leto Radio Show. This show is going to be a bit different from other ones because, well, I'm lazy. So, each episode probably be about maybe 3 to 5 minutes, maybe less. Basically, I'm just going to go through whatever headlines are going on and voice my opinion about anything else. Mainly because I want my own show. It's the cool thing to do these days. The kids and their interweb and computer machines and hacksawing into computers and the government. I just want to be a part of that. So, without further ado. Apparently on Lycos.com is for sale. What's Lycos do exactly? I honestly can't remember what Lycos does. Is it some sort of, I don't know, breast implant or... I don't know. I mean, why would you buy Lycos.com? It's about makes about as much sense as maybe buying some random word, let's say, Bligawafia. But I guess if Bligawafia was a real word, it would kick a lot of ass. But anyways, why? Nobody knows Lycos anymore. I don't. I mean, and I'm a huge geek. I have no idea what Lycos is. Okay, I'm lying. Yeah, it's a search engine. But seriously, it sucks. Who uses Lycos? Who even remembers Lycos? I only remember Lycos because I'm reading an article about it. I mean, it's dead. I mean, if you know, if somebody does by chance buy this, I will personally, and I'll make this a promise right now. I will go buy a plane ticket to wherever they are, and I will kick the shit out of them. I'll make that promise to you right now, and I'll, of course, bring, you know, video camera and whatnot to, you know, for your pleasure. Moving on. Another, pretty much all these articles are going to be from Slashdot, because yeah, that's pretty much all I read. I need my daily fill of Linux bigot news. Science. High temp superconducting tape. Now, maybe I'm mistaken here, but if you just took some scotch tape, and let's say you put it between, you know, two really hot things, it's going to conduct pretty damn well. I mean, it's just going to come melt and go away. So, I wouldn't, you know, buy any superconducting tape because it's a big scam. Just use some scotch tape and, you know, there you go. Same thing. Turbo Linux licenses Windows Media 9. Apparently from the article... I don't know a lot about Turbo Linux. I forget what it is. I think it's one of those consumer Linux distros where they want to, some company wants to try to make money off of it. You know, a lot more so than, let's say, Red Hat or Mandrake, but take take Lindos for example. They try to just whore out Linux and make a buck off it really quick. And I think that's what Turbo Linux is for. But anyways, you get Turbo Linux, and let's say you want to play a Windows Media file. Well, guess what? For only $60, you can do just that. Yes, buy the Windows Media decoder, I guess, or player. I mean, not even a player. Just pretty much a codec to play Windows Media files to get the privilege of playing Windows Media file. And for that matter, there's a big conspiracy I guess I should clue you guys into. Nobody has actually ever paid 1 cent for Windows, or any Microsoft product for that matter. It's so easily piratable that nobody will pay for it. I mean, it's even been documented that people that do somehow end up paying for it by accident through, let's say, buying a computer from Dell or something, they've been known to hunt down Bill Gates' family and kill them. It's happened several times. It happens several times a day. And he's somehow so rich that he just gets a new family. I mean, I'm telling you the truth, guys. This is how it works. Nobody's ever paid for Windows and not recovered their money back in a few days by, you know, killing his family. Because, you know, it works that way. Thank you for listening. This has been the first episode of Uberlito Radio. Closing and opening music is Honky Mofo, and the song is My Thingy. I'll be providing a URL in the show notes because, you know, I don't remember what the website is. And, I mean, seriously, let's say it's 50 years in the future and you're listening to this show for some god-awful reason, I don't think the website's still going to be there, so, you know, tough shit. You got to look at my show notes. Oh, and the CD is only $8, so if you don't buy it, I'll fucking kill you, because best CD ever. And as one other quick little side note, all the music I play in here is going to be independent music that isn't supporting the huge, you know, RAA monster thing. And what I'll do is first 30 seconds of the episode will be the first 30 seconds of the song. Last 30 seconds will be about probably the last 30 seconds of the song. Depends if the last 30 seconds of the song, you know, is worth playing, you know, some songs work. But that'll be the general format of it. Later.